Welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran High School and College. To all our visitors this morning, on behalf of the faculty and staff, glad to have you with us. We hope you enjoy your time here at Emmanuel today. This is our normal time for morning chapel, and as we gather this morning, we'll consider the words of the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 14, as follows. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who even now invites us to partake of his redemption, dear friends in Christ, it is later than you think. Those chilling words began every episode of a radio program called Lights Out, a program that was very popular in post-World War II America. It was a good way to begin a horror drama because right away it invokes a sense of uneasiness, a feeling that something horrible is about to happen, something for which you are not prepared. It is later than you think. We may sometimes get that feeling about our sins. And it's a feeling that's well grounded in fact, for our Lord has told us in his word that his judgment for our sin is fast approaching and may lie even now at the door. It's late. Is it too late? This morning we hear from the prophet Joel, and his message is great news. It's not too late. It's not too late to repent of your sins. It's not too late to trust in God's grace. Prophet Joel lived and worked in the southern kingdom of Judah. God sent him to call a wayward nation to repentance. As a chastisement for their idolatry, the Lord sent a terrible plague of locusts upon the land. So picture in your mind a countryside destroyed, peeled of every green plant and seed and leaf by these armies of huge grasshoppers. Joel wrote, "The land is like a garden of Eden before them, but behind them is a desolate wilderness." There wasn't much really that Joel needed to add to the sermon that the locusts had preached. Here was proof for a stubborn and idolatrous people that sin does have consequences, that God will not be mocked, that rebellion against the Lord leads to nothing but bitter woe. It was late. To the rebellious people of Judah, it may have seemed like it was too late, like the damage was done. They couldn't turn back the clock. The future seemed to hold only despair and death for them. But what was Joel's message to the people? It's not too late. It's not too late to repent of your sins. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Repentance was called for, but the prophet made it clear that a half-hearted repentance simply wouldn't do. Grace is available, but you should know that there is a limit to your time of grace. The tale is told of a medieval Saxon king who put down a rebellion in a distant province of his kingdom. When the battle was over, the captured rebels were paraded before his castle. The king placed a burning candle in the archway of his castle, and he announced to all who had rebelled that they would be spared if they would put down their arms and take an oath of loyalty to the king. Clemency and mercy were offered, but the offer was limited to the life of the candle. It's late. Is it too late for you? The candle is still burning. God's final judgment on sin is coming and may lie even at the door, but it's not too late. Joel's message is that it's not too late to turn to God in repentance, and it's not too late to trust in his grace. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. That word compassionate in there is an interesting word in the Hebrew. It comes from the word for womb, of all things. It pictures the powerful bond of love that exists between a mother and her newborn baby. Surely there is no stronger love in the world than that. Is there? Yes, there is. It's the love that your compassionate God has for you. For the Lord says through Isaiah, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, but I will not forget you," says the Lord. God is merciful and God is patient. But there was one day, a dark Friday, on a hillside outside Jerusalem, when God's patience ran out. There, the devastation was more severe than any plague of locusts or any other judgment ever to fall on this earth. For on that day, the only innocent person ever to have walked this earth, that person became God's focus of anger over sin. On Calvary's cross, Jesus passed the point of no return. There God charged him with the sins of all people, including your sins. There he endured hell and God-forsakenness. There the only beloved Son of God cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" No one had ever seen a sight like this before, because no one on earth has ever witnessed the full fury of God's anger over sin. Ironically, the whole reason that happened there on Calvary is because God is so merciful and patient. Rather than punishing you for your sins, he punished his son, Jesus, instead. Rather than lose patience with you, God lost patience with Jesus in your place. And when he rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, Jesus proved once and for all that it is not too late. As long as you are alive, there is still forgiveness to be had for you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Come to Jesus now. Don't wait. Bring all your sins to him, for he has said, "The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with contrite hearts, confessing the many sins with which we have offended your righteousness. But you have revealed yourself to be gracious and compassionate, and you have promised us forgiveness and life in your Son, Jesus Christ. For his sake, pardon us. Cleanse us from all our sins in his precious blood. Grant that we may wisely use the time of grace allotted to each of us, redeeming the time for the kingdom of Christ. In his name, amen. We'll join now in singing the common doxology.